It is time for our Tibbetts Talk. Lots of festive things happening at the Tibbetts, of course. You've got Branch County Community Theater in this weekend with the best Christmas pageant ever. You've got some great Christmas music and Christmas movies later in the month. All the details on that online at tibbetts.org. Also details online, too, for auditions coming up for The Secret Garden, Tibbetts Young Audiences. And director Julia Litley in the studio with us this morning. As you guys look at scripts and different things to put together shows for kids, for young audiences, how did this one kind of fit in to that and the Secret Garden?
Well, I like to, as I'm choosing scripts, I like to think about what we've done in the past and what we would like the kids to learn about. And so this particular one came up because I love the story. It's a classic one. And, you know, anytime I can get kids to read the book behind the script, I'm all for that. And we haven't done something like that recently. We've done a lot of fractured fairy tales and fun things like that, some comedies. So this is just a difference, and we thought it'd be fun to try something new.
Well, I think kids are getting more and more into the magical end of things. I mean, the Harry Potter and all these other kind of stories that they are reading right now or seeing movies now. So The Secret Garden is kind of a cool adaptation of the story.
Well, sure. And, you know, that magic is there, so that should appeal. And as well as just the classic story about friendship and overcoming obstacles, that's always good, too.
All right. So the auditions are coming up next week, the 9th and the 10th, Monday and Tuesday at the Tibbetts. Who's eligible to audition for this?
We take children that are students that are in 4th through 8th grade for this one. And we are going to have about 45 kids in the cast, so we should be able to get a number of kids that are returning and then new ones too.
Okay, so what should they prepare for when they come to the auditions next week?
Well, they're going to come in and they will be able to introduce themselves. That's the part we get them kind of comfortable being on stage, and then they will read a small portion of the script with other people that are there, and then they'll do a little song that usually we pick a familiar one. Happy Birthday is a favorite, so the kids we can just hear how well they sing, and then we do just a small amount of movement to see if they're kind of comfortable moving up there, more to see if they can follow directions than if they're, you know, great dancers, because we teach and that's okay if you're inexperienced. And then that's all. We will make the casting decisions, and hopefully we'll get a really good group this year.
All right, and rehearsals will start after the first of the year, January 6th. And more information, by the way, and I know the audition forms and that are available actually right online, too, right?
Yes, they can actually see what we're going to be reading ahead of time, so they can read that and kind of get a little bit more comfortable with that ahead of time, so that's always nice. And then when they come to auditions, they should bring a photo that we can keep, and as well as bringing their parent or guardian so they can sign the necessary forms.
Yeah. And there's also availability for kids to kind of work backstage too, a little bit too. I know some of your older students work backstage.
Yep, we've started that the last number of years. We've got some kids that are not as comfortable on stage, and they can help us backstage, everything from even as simply as delivering the flowers and candy to the cast members to helping with the sets. And we have some students running the soundboard and helping with the spotlight. And that's all a process that they learn. And some kids really enjoy that part of it.
Very cool. So with the show itself, March 27th and 28th at 7 o'clock, and then the 29th at 2 p.m. at the Tibbetts. But the auditions are coming up next Monday and Tuesday, the 9th and the 10th at the Tibbetts Opera House. How long should they plan to be there for the auditions?
The auditions run from 5 to 7, and we don't require them to stay for that whole time or even come both nights. They can just choose one. Usually, you know, they might be there about a half hour or so, depending on when everybody arrives. If everybody comes at the beginning, you know, obviously it will take some time to get through it, but it shouldn't be a long process. Once they're done, they can go, and then we'll let everybody know who's in the cast.
Very neat. And again, this year, the production is sponsored by Kiwanis Club of Coldwater, too, and they've always been great sponsors of Tibbetts Young Audiences.
They sure have. We appreciate their help.
Great, great program. Not only for entertainment for us as audiences, but also great for the kids to be a part of it as well. So, again, more information available online. Just go to tibbetts.org, the events page, and it has all the auditions for The Secret Garden, which is coming up in March, but auditions coming up next week. Thanks, Julia.
Well, thank you for having me.
Julia Litley, who's the director of the production with us on this edition of our Tibbetts Talk.